Now we've got coming up is Professor, sorry, not yet Professor, but Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere, New Zealand politician who announced her resignation from the Green Party last week and has stated her intention to continue serving in Parliament at least until the 2023 election. Ata marie, Dr. Kerekere.
Ata marie. Oh, you just promoted me.
Yes, yes.
I thought maybe temporary.
Maybe you'd want to go back for a bit more academic learning after the trials and tribulations of Parliament.
Oh, that's right. The world's my oyster. I had, yes, after getting number four, I thought, well, I had at least another 3 years to go, but here we are.
Well, so why did you decide to resign rather than wait for the findings into the investigation?
The problem was after 4 weeks of me holding silence and waiting, the investigation had not started. And members of the party became aware that it was a very unfair process happening, and so they asked me to come and speak to the party. So I knew it was going to be it was already untenable. I couldn't work. I've been told I couldn't talk to my colleagues, which makes it very difficult to work with your colleagues. And I was continuing to do all my community work and our people on the ground and different projects we're involved with. When the members asked me to speak, I knew that whatever I said, my co-leaders, my former co-leaders, weren't going to be happy with it if I spoke the truth to them. And so it just became the crunch time. And I felt that after waiting a whole month and not being able to do my job properly, I just wanted to get on with my job. If I couldn't do that with the Greens, I'll do it as an independent.
So why not join the Māori Party? Surely you've got a lot in common with them.
Oh, I am such a huge fan of the Māori Party. It did not reach out to me. And I've thought a lot about this, and I've spoken, of course, to John Tamahere, to the co-leaders of Te Pāti Māori. And I'm still kind of recovering from what's happened with the Greens. This was my party. I've done a lot of work with them. I was the MP that was most involved with the party. And you know, lots of our policies are somewhere that I helped write. There's Māori frameworks that I've created to restructure the party and the political office. I invested a lot into our party, and I'm still not ready to just go and join another one. And they've said, you know, the door's open to them, and maybe in the future that's something I would do. But right now, I'm kind of setting up my new office and trying to get back into the work.
Because there's still a lot of work to do. Do you think it's particularly difficult being a Māori woman in Parliament?
I think it's difficult being a woman, full stop. You know, when I came in, we're the 53rd Parliament. I'm only the 159th woman ever in Parliament. And so it's taken a long while to get those, to get women full stopped entrenched. But for Māori women, it seems to be a particular issue. In the circumstance we've seen, it's how much does the party that the Māori woman is in look after them amongst their other MPs. And unfortunately, in this case, not well.
Mm-hmm. You said you'll be an independent until the elections. What can you achieve as an independent?
I will just continue to do my work. I'm still at my select committees. I'm still on the House Select Committee. I'm still involved in making law, which is the core job of any MP. And so that work continues regardless of what party you're in. So a lot of things have actually not changed at all. I still work with all my constituents. As we've talked in previous interviews, I was a leader in Rainbow Communities long before I got this job. I will continue with that work. I've just last night we had the Rare Disorders Foundation released a new report about rare disorders. So I'm meeting there with other people from other medical and health organisations who have met with me, who we've done work with, and they expect to continue meeting with me and doing work so that they can lobby for the issues that they need to see. Throughout this debacle, I have continued to go out and meet with our people. No, right after it first happened, 5 weeks ago, we were at the Ahure for 3 days in Tūhoe, and I'm meeting with Kaumātua and whānau there. And as far as most people on the ground, none of this matters to them. Mm. It's that I'm representing them. So I have, over these past few weeks, continued to meet all my obligations, all the meetings, and not a single one is worried that I'm with the Greens or independent. The priority for me always is to get the work done. And I'm very clear that when I got into this place, it was absolutely the Greens that put me high on their list. But a lot of people voted the Greens for the first time ever to make sure that I got in. So I represent all of them as well.
So what do you want to achieve before the elections?
Key projects I want to make sure we see finished. I've been working with Operation Pātiki for over a year for our whānau down in the Here Taonga, who wanting to change the name of the awa back to a tūpuna name. We're working with Waimana Kāku to make sure that their housing project gets back on track. We're working with gang whānau in the Hawke's Bay. No health issues up in the Tairāwhiti. There's lots of projects where we're just nearly there, and I want to make sure I get those finished. The part that I can do, which is lobbying ministers and helping our whānau get access to those levers of power, that I will see those projects finished before I'm done.
So there's a possibility you'll be standing again in the elections?
No. I have announced my retirement, so I won't be running. I was hoping to run in Ikarau Rāwhiti, give Mika, you know, a bit of more of a run for her money. But no, I won't be running. I'll retire at this, and that's why I was saying, is it a professorship that I want to go for next, or what am I doing next?
Yes,
the universe will lead the way.
Yes, there might be a Freudian slip, they call it, eh? Where you say something when it accidentally.
Called it.
Yeah, I've called it. Oh, well, it was lovely to talk to you, and we wish you all the best, and we will keep in touch and speak to you to keep up to date with all your activities. And he tino mihi ki a koe. E te whaia e Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere, New Zealand independent politician. Hei kuna.
Hei kuna.